do not get caught in the crossfire unless you are a brave, brave soul. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on the last segment of the day. My, how time flies when we're having a great conversation. Thanks so much to my guest co-host today, Tom Paulswitz, with me for the whole 2 hours. I'll be back tomorrow. We got Pete Schwabba coming up. I almost said Pete Hegseth because we were talking about him so much today. We got Pete Schwabba coming up next right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. For a little night light, you're going to want to stick around and ease into your Thursday afternoon and Friday eve. Just in case you are keeping score, and we're going to talk about two different kinds of scores, Donald Trump chalking up three big losses today in federal courts. Yes. Three separate federal judges today putting on hold his bogus executive order on DEI, on sanctuary cities, and this crazy thing to muck about in our election system. Some nonsense, unnecessariness about voter registration, all put on hold.
Who knew they were going to be illegal? Who could have thought?
It's like, who knew Pete Hegseth was going to be terrible? Who knew?
Right. Who knew?
90% of Donald Trump's executive orders are unconstitutional.
Right.
Most of us did. And this score, I'm sad to report the Brewers dropping one to the Giants today in a heartbreaker of a game. Final score on that game, 6-5. Oh, so
they've always had such a great bullpen. They may have a bullpen problem right now. So we'll see what they can do over the next couple of weeks to work that out.
It also is not helpful when our dearest Kristen Yelich dropped a fly ball in the eighth. Ouch! Guess who was at bat? Adamas, Willie Adamas, now playing with the Giants, traded in the offseason, or I should say not signed.
Did he do it on purpose? I don't know.
Now, I have been talking to a bunch of my friends, speaking of sports. A goodly number of people heading up to Green Bay to get in on the NFL draft action. Are you watching this closely, Tom? Are you interested?
Oh yeah, I'll be watching tonight. I always watch the draft. You know, it's the weirdest thing though. It's one of the few places left where, you know, as an employee, you don't have a say on where you can go to work, and it's all legal. It's all legal at this point. At some point, that's going to have to come up, but. Anyways, the draft is tonight. Green Bay's rocking and rolling. We talked to I can't remember his name. Who was the gentleman we had on last week? The PR person from the Packers. He was fantastic.
Yes. Brian Reinsinger.
Yeah, they did so much to get ready and get everything put together. And I love Green Bay, and I hope the rest of the country falls in love with it too tonight. So that'd be fantastic.
When we had that conversation, and I often joke that America's team ain't the Dallas Cowboys and Jerry Jones with the world's biggest jumbotron. It is the fan-owned Green Bay Packers, smallest town with any professional sports franchise in the United States, anticipating tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions in economic activity in the Green Bayland area. So do you have a fantasy team, Tom?
Football? No, I stopped playing fantasy football a long time ago. I play fantasy baseball though. I tend to enjoy that more,
which requires daily care and feeding. I figured I did a fantasy baseball league last year and came in dead last. Cause I was like, I can't trade people every day.
Football, I just like to enjoy the game. You know, I get worked up while watching a Packer game. So I like to watch another game and not be emotionally invested in it. But that's me. So
I have a big group of guy buddies that I hang out with on occasion. And they're all in the same, all of us from law school together. And these nerds show up at a bar with their big binder. Like they have binders. For the draft as if they're actual owners or GMs. I find it hilarious. So I might be quaffing a couple bevvies with my buds tonight, watching
but I gotta tell you, Maggie,
flip through their binders.
One of my most prized possessions is my rejection letter from Bob Harlan when I applied for the position of salary cap person with the Packers back in 1999. So he actually wrote, typed out a letter, signed it, and sent it to me. So
I've kept a couple fantastic. Of choice rejection letters myself, Tom, just because, you know, the trip down memory lane is pretty fun. Eric from Madison on the text line provides a correction to me. Maggie, America's team is neither the Dallas Cowboys nor the Green Bay Packers. It is the Detroit Rock City Lions. Listen, if I can't pick the Packers, Eric, my man, I would be rooting for them. Detroit Rock City Lions. I love me some Detroit. For real, though. Absolutely fabulous city. Love hanging out there. I'm in Michigan with some degree of regularity. I really love the city. I have a couple friends from the Grand Rapids area. And one of my favorite sports memories, not favorite, but like indelible, perhaps, sports memory. Yeah. Do you remember Chris Webber calling the magical doesn't exist timeout after he traveled on the other end of the court? Big Michigan in the NCAA final.
The look on
final.
His face.
Yes.
Like, oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, can't believe I did that. Yeah.
Absolutely memorable. How long ago was that? That was with Grant
90s,
Hill, right?
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
My
They're all
goodness.
Retired now. Yes.
We're dating ourselves. sports memories. You do tend to, they do seal into the mind's eye.
Yes, they do.
So sad, Brew Crew. And I don't have baseball to watch tonight. I'll be watching the draft with my buddies and some bevies.
Yes.
Get out there and enjoy the beautiful
Packers
weather.
Packers will be picking around 9:50 if you're that much of a geek.
I'll be
about
two bevies in, 9:50.
Yep.
Perfect timing.
There you go.
Listen, take care, everybody. Thanks so much, Tom P. He'll be back with me on Monday. Remember,
Monday.
I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together for our Packers, Bucks, and crew.